So I'm at a truck stop and I'm feeling very turned on, but I kind of thought about it. It's daytime. It's 1:30 in the afternoon and I'm sandwiched in between two big rigs in my car, and I kind of had the thought, what if you were one of the big rig drivers? And you were walking over to the trash can next to my car, and you saw me sleeping in my car, but all I was wearing are my shorts and my bra. And you could see through my window the figure. Would you knock on my window? If you did, I would roll it down and say hi. I'd probably lift my body up a little bit, kind of lean on my right arm facing my passenger side, and looking at you as you look at me, kind of making my gaze go between your eyes and down to my chest, making sure that you're paying attention to my cleavage. Would you stare at my tits if I gave you permission? If I saw you were looking hungrily and you're staring at me through my window as it's cracked and we're talking just about nothing, the road, the traffic, construction, the weather, nothing at all, I might unlock the door. I might ask you to come sit in my passenger seat. Would you do that as a driver? I think that would be really hot. I'd roll the window up and lock the door, looking at you in your eyes. We're both silent, with me being as turned on as I am and seeing how attractive you are. You would see my left hand, which is free, just tracing the curve of my neck with one finger, just kind of arched over to my shoulder. Come down from my collarbone, down in between my breasts, and then if I was really feeling bold, slowly run that finger down the crease of my belly and between my body, the middle, I'm sorry, of my body, down towards my shorts. I'd watch you as you watch me hungrily. I'd want to touch myself, but you're here, and I would really love it if you reached over from the passenger seat with your left hand, so it looks like we're just sitting here talking. None of the truck drivers would know, but with your left hand, you know, cup my pussy and just feel how warm it is. Would you like that? I would love to feel you just see what you did to me just by knocking on my window, staring at my tits, talking about the weather, and sitting in a stranger's passenger seat. Oh, fuck. I'm getting so hot and bothered. Just thinking of your hand on my shorts. And look you in your eyes. Will you put your hand under my shorts? I'm not wearing panties, but I want you to feel how wet I am. Will you touch me, please? You will. I'm gonna open my shorts, and I'll take the sweater that I have around my seat and put it over my lap. I want to feel your fingers down in between my legs, rubbing my slit. You're feeling how I'm dripping down. You feel how wet you made me. Fuck. I look over and I see your bulge start to grow a little bit. I take my right hand and I stop leaning on my arm. And I reach over to your passenger seat and I put it over your bulge. And I gently start to rub it, wanting to feel it grow. My mouth is starting to water. Just thinking about sucking your cock at this truck stop. We're supposed to be resting, but the only thing I have on my mind is your cock and your body. When you move your hand from in between my legs so I can put your cock in my mouth. I reach over and I pull my body over the center console. I unbuckle your pants and I pull your throbbing cock out. Ah, fuck. My mouth is so wet. Just thinking about sticking the head of your dick in my mouth. But I'm a tease right now. So I take my tongue and I focus on the frenulum, which is the bottom part of your dick. And I just gently flick my tongue on that. Just up and down, looking in your eyes. I see you're starting to squirm a little bit and you're liking it. So then, instead of flicking up and down, I gently run my tongue around the head of your cock, just rolling it around. And then I lick down from the bottom where the frenulum is, down to the base near your balls. I just feel your veins throbbing in your cock. Oh, I desperately want you in my mouth. I look up at you and I slowly, inch by inch, take your cock down into my throat. Lightly choking, lightly gagging on it. Just moaning with it inside my mouth. Oh, fuck. I want to feel you grab a handful of my hair and push my head up and down, just bobbing on your cock. I'm feeling so eager as your cock's deep down in my throat. You're pulling my hair, making my head bob. Fuck. I want to feel you grab my ass and slap it really hard. You just watch my back arch as I'm leaned over the center divider, just sucking your cock, trying to milk it dry with my throat. I want to feel you take my eager mouth off your cock and you push me in the back seat. But you leave my ass over the center divider. I feel you shake the car as you mount yourself behind me and you fuck the living shit out of me. I'm bent over in doggy and I feel your balls hitting my clit. Fuck. Just feeling you fuck me. I feel you reach forward and grab my hair and pull me back, trying to make me balance in between both the driver and the passenger seat as my body's pressed against you and you're just fucking the living shit out of me. Oh, I want you to fuck me so hard to where I have to fall asleep. I have to take this nap. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Please, fuck me. Fuck me harder. Oh, fuck. Oh, I've never wanted to fuck a stranger more than right now. Oh, the handsome big rig driver. You're just fucking pounding my tight pussy. And you're just watching me trip on the center console. I'm so wet for you. I reach down and I rub my clit. And you feel me tighten up. I'm getting so close to coming. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, feel you hitting me harder and harder. And you take your hand from in my hair and cover my mouth. I muffle my screams. And they cry out and come all over your cock. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, fuck. I feel you zip your pants back up. You help me come back from the back seat. And you push me back, slightly manhandling me back in the driver's seat. You help fix my hair. And I look at you one last time as you leave, like the stranger you came. And you take off in your truck. And I start to fall asleep in the car again. Thank you, bigger driver.